أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Yusuf alayhi salam met with the king, the Pharaoh of the time, and Yusuf alayhi salam suggested to him that he should appoint him as the finance minister and make over to him the affairs of the country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah allowed Yusuf alayhi salam to assume that position. As Yusuf alayhi salam had explained, according to the interpretation of the dream, the 7 years that followed were 7 years of prosperity, 7 years of abundance in grain and agriculture. And during that 7 year period, the people lived in great prosperity and comfort. But then came the 7 years of drought and famine, and Yusuf alayhi salam, because he had a proper working system in place, the people of Egypt did not suffer during the 7 years of drought and famine, because he had conserved and he had stored enough grain during the years of prosperity that would suffice the people of the country. But not only did he store enough grain that he could use for the people of the country, but even beyond the borders of Egypt, we said that the famine and the drought would be widespread, general. Many other countries were affected, including Canaan. Canaan, the town or the city where Yaqub alayhi salam resided with his sons. So they were also badly affected by this drought and famine, and they ran out of supply. They heard of the king of Egypt that he was providing people who were suffering with food and grains, and people were coming to him from all different parts of the country and from all different parts of that certain region. They were coming to him and he was providing them with the necessary food that they required. So they decided to travel towards Egypt in order to receive their share of grains and crops. Yusuf alayhi salam, he allowed every person who came to him who was non-Egyptian or beyond the borders of Egypt, he would allow that person to take with him one camel load of grain, not more than that. He would sell it to him. Yusuf alayhi salam would sell one camel load of grain to every person, not more than that amount. So when the brothers heard of this, and when Yaqub alayhi salam heard of this system that he had in place, he decided to send them all. The more of them went, the more grain they could come back with. But he kept Binyamin with him. He was very much attached to Binyamin after Yusuf alayhi salam was taken away from him. So Allah speaks of the moment when they came before Yusuf alayhi salam, all 10 of them, these 10 brothers of his, came before him. Allah says, وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفُ, and the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam came. فَدَقَلُوا عَلَيْهِ, they entered upon him. فَعَرَفَهُمْ, the moment they entered upon him, he recognized him. He knew that these are my 10 brothers who had abandoned me in that pit. وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ, Allah says, they recognized him not. They never would have dreamt that they were standing before their brother Yusuf. وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ, when he realized that these were his brothers, subhanAllah, look at his kindness. He could have had them arrested. He could have had them tortured. He could have did something to them for the pain that they had caused him, especially the pain of separation from his father. But he treated them as royal guests. He had them lodged in the palace itself. And he then provided them with the grain according to the normal procedures and processes. But before they departed, وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ, when he had equipped them with their belongings and he had equipped them with their provisions, قَالَ, he said to them, اِئْتُونِي بِأَخِلْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Now, Yusuf alayhi salam, when they came before him, he started asking them all different types of questions. Where were they from? And who are they? Who is their father? Do they have any other? These type of questions he was investigating. And from the discussion, he learned of his brother Binyamin. Him and Binyamin were very close. They would play together, and they were, as we said earlier, from the same mother and the same father. This was his full brother, Binyamin. So he asked them, and they said, yes, we do have a little brother, and he is with his father. His father does not like him to leave his side. So as they were leaving and returning back to Canaan, he said to them, اِئْتُونِي بِأَخِلْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ. Next time you come, bring to me your brother from your father's side. Bring to me your brother from your father's side. Bring him as well. أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي أُوفِي الْكَيْلِ. Do you not see that I give the measure in full? وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. And do you not see I am the best of hosts? Look at how I've treated you. And I have given you all your grain in full, whatever grain you deserved. If you come with him, you will have an extra camel load of grain as well. And have you seen how I hosted you and how I entertained you? So do bring him with you when you come next time. Why deprive him? فَإِنْ لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ. And he warned them. He says, if you will not bring him, and if you will not come with him, فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ, you will get nothing from me. The next time you come, you will get no measure from me. I will not provide you with any grain, nothing at all. وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ. In fact, I will not even allow you to come close to me. قَالُوا, they said, سُنُرَاوِدُ عَنْهُ أَبَاهُ. We shall try our level best to persuade his father about him. His father does not like him to leave his side, but we will try our level best to persuade our father so that he releases him so that he may come back with us. وَإِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ. And they said, we'll definitely do it. إِنَّا لَفَاعِلُونَ. We are going to do it. We are definitely ensuring, or we will definitely ensure that we come back with him the next time. Before they left, وَقَالَ لِفِتْيَانِ, he said to his servants, Yusuf alayhi salam said to his servants and those who were working under him, اِجْعَلُوا بِضَاعَتَهُمْ فِي رِحَالِهِمْ. He said to them that, listen, the capital money, whatever they brought, right, as a medium of exchange to purchase the grain with, take it and put it back into their camel packs. Put it back into their camel caps, camel packs. Mufassirin explained that Yusuf alayhi salam, he paid for the food, he paid for the grain from his own wealth, from his own money, and he asked that their money, their capital should be returned to them. He asked them to secretly hide it into their camel bags. يَعْرِفُونَهَا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْرِفُونَهَا. Perhaps they will identify it, they will find it, they'll come across it. إِذَا نَقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ, when they go back to their families. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, and perhaps they'll come back. That will encourage them to come back. He had to do something in order to encourage them to come back, and he wanted them to have funds for the next time he comes back. He knew they were a poor people, they were a poor community, and perhaps they will not have funds to come back, so let them have this money with them in order to encourage them to return. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that they understand.